Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help
you? Yes, I have a charge on my credit card, and I don't really know what it's for.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
11758.
You said 11758?
Correct. It was billed on December 5th for $9.99.
And what was your first and last name?
Cynthia Marshall. I'm sorry, I'm lying. It was for $49.89, and that was on December 27th. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am. I do see an account for Cynthia. Could you verify your mailing address?
100 Commonwealth Avenue, Massapequa, New York. What is this?
Yes, ma'am. So the number you're calling, we represent for more than one company. We're a third-party call center.
Mm-hmm.
However, it looks like there was a contest entered for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
In order to be eligible for that Dyson vacuum cleaner, you would have had to be enrolled in our meal planning app called ByteSub.
No. This is fraud. I need this taken off.
Yes, and so you don't recall entering the contest for the Dyson?
So
you don't recall entering the contest for the Dyson?
No.
Or sign that subscription for ByteSub?
No. And if I did, I wouldn't have paid $49 for anything. If it was no, definitely not.
Yes, and do you remember if you did any surveys or any other kind of contest entry? For like
no.
An iPhone, Dyson vacuum, PlayStation 5, iPad,
no.
Anything like that?
I have a Dyson vacuum. I have a cordless one. So no, this is fraud. I want this off my card, please.
Yes, so I can have this account canceled. My cancellation stops any future billings. As far as the current charge goes,
mm-hmm.
I would need to transfer you over to our fraud department.
Okay.
Yes, so I did go ahead and cancel. I'm going to go ahead and have you transfer it over now.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.